Good morning. Today is January the 23rd, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm honored to join you this morning or whatever time of day that you're listening. And we're going to continue today in just what we've been talking about through the past couple of days, and that is song stories. Just sharing the story and the testimony behind just some original corporate worship songs that have come out of this body, and just sharing just what the Lord was speaking during the time as they were written, and also just sharing just what the intention of the songs were, and how we hoped that these would minister to those listening, and how they would hopefully minister to our body. And so hopefully this encourages you and not for the sake solely of just hearing a story and hearing a testimony, but that it would encourage you to think about your story and to think about your testimony and the things that the Lord is doing in you and has done. And just to not forget those, but to share those and to remember those, and because these are part of the ways that the Lord wants to use you to spread the gospel. So I want to start this morning with Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. It says this: "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." The song I want to share a little bit about today is a song called Arise and Shine, and it was written I think it was April of last year, and Lori, she is still sick, so continue to pray for her. But just like she did yesterday, she sent an email response, and she's the person who primarily wrote the lyrics of this song, and so I want to just share her response and what she sent me, and so here it is. I'm gonna start at the beginning. She says this: "Overall, Arise and Shine is a song about the gospel and our response to it. Initially, the first line of the first verse is what came to me one morning in the shower, actually, a great place to clear your head. I was just thinking about the Lord, and the line came to me: though our hands were stained, redemption's plan was written long before the tragedy. I'm sure it didn't come out that way at first, but once I let the concept swirl around in my mind a little, that is where it started. I didn't think much more about it and went about my day as usual. And that afternoon, I ran this line past Kevin, and he said, 'I need to see more,' which was interesting because I wasn't really that excited about the line. Well, of course, then I got excited. And so I sat down and I started fleshing out the redemption's plan part. What was redemption's plan? It was that Jesus would come. He would live a sinless life. He would die on the cross, taking all of the wrath that we deserve, and rise again, overcoming sin and death, not only to secure us our salvation, but to restore and to redeem the whole earth. This inspired the line: the perfect Lamb was slain, restoring all and overcoming death's authority, as well as the first half of the pre-chorus: by his blood we are saved, and though undeserved, we'll be raised. Now, the second half of the pre-chorus would come later via a trip down to South Louisiana for Kevin and Ronnie. And so, feeling good about that start to the song, I set it aside for the day. The next morning, I woke up early, excited to see what God would have to say, related or unrelated to the song. The first thing I read out of the chapter of a book I was reading was this passage from Isaiah 60. "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." I knew right away that this would be the chorus, so I emailed Kevin to get his initial thoughts. He liked it, he felt it resonated, and I pressed on. This is the perfect response to the gospel, for God's people to arise and shine, displaying his glory to the world. operating in the power of His Spirit. Kevin felt like the chorus needed a stronger ending and remembered a line that he was working with on another song, which said, "We live as those who've come from death to life." And it was perfect for this ending. So over the next hour or so via email, we'd completed the second verse inspired by Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." As we respond to the gospel, our lives and everything about them begin changing. As ministers of reconciliation and ambassadors of Christ, by the power of His Spirit, we cast off the things that would hold us back from glorifying the Lord. Hence the second verse of this song. It says, "Pressing toward the prize, we forsake the chains that hold us back from victory, and we lift our eyes to the One who overcame the grave and set us free." And so this is Kevin again talking, but this song for me just communicates just our response to the gospel, and it says that we are the light of the world, and that in our lives and in what we do, that we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. And so may we live as people who've come from death to life. May we live as people who have been redeemed and restored and have the greatest testimony and the greatest story that we could share with anyone that resonates in our spirits, and that this story, through the Holy Spirit, empowers us, this gospel, this good news. And so hopefully this song is an encouragement for people to do that and to declare that, just to say that that the Spirit of God has fallen on us, the glory of God has risen on us, and so because of that, we will shine the light of who He is to this world, and that we will celebrate that together as we're celebrating corporately in worship, but also privately. So I want to pray for us today, and we're going to listen to the song. I'm just praying that for whatever we're doing today, that we would walk as people who've come from death to life. And this would be evident to those around us, that this would be evident to us because we are different people than we used to be. Let's pray. Jesus, thank You that You have given us life and life abundant. Jesus, thank You that the life that You lived and that You died, Lord, that we can take part in who You are, God. Lord, that Your Spirit resonates inside us. Lord, all of the things that You're speaking. Lord, that Your Spirit is making those things known to us. Lord, thank You that You have empowered us to cast off these things that hinder and the sin that easily entangles. Lord, we cannot do that by ourselves, but it is by the power of Your Spirit. But You have given us victory over that, to run this race and to fix our eyes upon You. So Lord, help us to do that. Lord, help us, Lord, today as we go through our workplaces and our schools and as we're at home, Lord, help us to be the light that You have called us and You have enabled us to be. Lord, we are different people than we once were. Lord, we are changed. We are new creations. Lord, we are a people who have been called out of darkness into Your marvelous light. So Lord, thank you, just for reminding us of that today. Lord, may we live that out in fullness through the power of Your Spirit. Jesus, we love You. We worship You through this song that we're listening to. And we give You glory. Thank You, Jesus. In Your name we pray today. Amen.
redemption's plan was written long before the tragedy. The perfect lamb was slain, restoring all and overcoming death's authority. By his blood we are saved, though undeserved. We'll be raised, we'll be raised, we'll be raised. By the King and his might, we're made to walk in new life, in new life, in new life. Arise and shine, our light has come. The glory of God has risen on us. Arise and shine, a new day has come. The Spirit of God has fallen on us. We live as those who've come from death to life. Arise and shine. Toward the prize, we forsake the chains that hold us back from victory, and we lift our eyes to the one who overcame the grave and set us free. By his blood we are saved, though undeserved. We'll be raised, we'll be raised, we'll be raised. By the King and his might, we're made to walk in new life, in new life, in new life. Arise and shine, our light has come. The glory has risen on us. Arise and shine, a new day has come. The Spirit of God has fallen on us. We live as those who've come from death to life. Has risen on us.